You're listening to SBS News.
The global economy is growing faster than expected amid the coronavirus pandemic, so says forecast from the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann says it comes as a welcome surprise.
This pandemic, which has taken a terrible toll in terms of the number of deaths and long-lasting health impacts, has wreaked havoc on the world economy. It hit the livelihoods of countless people, and it is not over. However, it is fair to say that things have turned out better than we and most economic forecasters initially feared. We have been consistently upgrading our projections for GDP ever since the middle of 2020.
The OECD anticipates global economic growth of 5.7% this year and 4.5% in 2022. However, the recovery remains uneven, with countries emerging from the crisis at differing paces and facing differing challenges.
The recovery remains uneven across countries and across sectors. Advanced economies, where vaccination progressed quickly and policy support was strong, are already close to pre-crisis trend. Emerging markets, however, are often still lagging behind, both on vaccination levels and in terms of their GDP.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has detailed his frustration at the current vaccine rollout during the United Nations General Assembly. He's condemned the use of COVID booster shots in wealthy countries, while countries like the Philippines have to consider using half doses just to get by.
Rich countries hoard life-saving vaccines, while poor nations wait for trickles. They now talk of booster shots, while developing countries consider half doses just to get by. This is shocking beyond belief and must be condemned for what it is, a selfish act that can either be justified rationally or morally.
The Philippines has one of the lowest COVID vaccination rates in Asia, with just 17% of its population fully inoculated. The country's COVID-19 cases in the past day have risen to nearly 19,000. While there have been 146 new deaths. Of the 196 countries and territories administering vaccines and publishing rollout data, 67 are high-income nations, 103 are middle-income, and just 26 are low-income. President Duterte says global thinking is needed.
We recognize that only inclusive multilateralism can deliver the global public goods we need. And we believe that fairness, equality, and respect should always be the basis of our engagement with one another. Only with this can we correct the injustices that doom the downtrodden all over the world to a life of indignity.
The World Health Organization has repeatedly implored the United States and other wealthy countries to do more to inoculate people in needy countries. The United States plans to donate an additional 500 million COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer Inc. and BioNTech globally. President Biden says vaccines have already landed in 100 countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping has also committed to helping with the vaccine rollout.
I have stressed on many occasions the need to make vaccines a global public good and ensure vaccine accessibility and affordability in developing countries. China will strive to provide a total of 2 billion doses of vaccines to the world by the end of this year. In addition to donating $100 million to COVAX, China will donate 100 million doses of vaccines to other developing countries in the course of this year.
While many world leaders spoke to the UN General Assembly about the importance of receiving a COVID-19 vaccination, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was open about not receiving his own. At the end of a bilateral meeting between the British Prime Minister and Mr. Bolsonaro, Boris Johnson urged anyone nearby to get vaccinated, but the Brazilian president laughed off the comment.
Thanks everybody. Get AstraZeneca vaccine. I have twice.
No? Brazil has recorded close to 8,000 new daily cases and over 200 deaths. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.